Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 588. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Oakland's Kids on a Crime Spree. The song I played was When Can I See You Again, and you can find that on the band's new album, Fall in Love, Not in Line, which will be out this Friday, January 21st, on Slumberland Records, an excellent indie pop album from a band that evidently hasn't been around for a while, but now are back. I don't know, this is my introduction to the band, and I couldn't be happier. Welcome to the podcast. I've got music for you today. I think that's what you're here for. Let's continue with another band from Oakland. This is Art Sick. The song is called Despise.
Being nice, take what's mine, acting
All right, there we have a couple of songs I really like from albums I really like, though neither one of those songs sound a whole lot like the album they're pulled from. I'll explain. Starting with Art Sick, we play the song Despise. That's from the album Fingers Crossed, which comes out this Friday, January 21st, on Slumberland Records. That album is more of that sort of late 80s, early 90s, Pacific Northwest, twee, DIY punk rock sound. So that song there, a little more revved up than the rest of the album, but I like it all, and I think you will too. After that, we heard from the Pulse Beats from Santander, Spain. The song is called She Sings Like Joey Ramone. That's on the band's album Looking Out, which came out January 7th of this year on Rumbar Records, at least here in the States. It's on FOLC Records in Spain. I think that's Friends of Los Chicos. And it's more of a rock album. I mean, it's certainly punk rock, but it also has that sort of American, I don't know, roots rock feel to it that I think so many of us enjoy. So neither one of those songs, quite like the rest of the album, both of them good, and both of them from good albums. Figure that one out. Anyway, let's play something else here. This is a track from Nah. It's called The Useless Model.
Yes.
Hot damn, we got some nice indie pop there, didn't we? We started that set off there with Na from Munster, Germany. The song is called The Useless Model, and that's the title track from a two-song CD single that just came out late last year, December 24th of 2021. Just self-released. I think you can find that on Bandcamp as well. Delightful from that band. And then we heard from Jetstream Pony with the song Strewed McDFC. That is on the band's album, Misplaced Words. Well, kind of album, kind of EP. Six tracks, came out November 26th of last year on Shelf Life here in the U.S., on Spin Out Nuggets in the U.K. And again, just delightful indie pop there, and from folks that have been making it for a very long time. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how this podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Oh, we got more indie pop coming up here, maybe a little on the dreamier side, in fact. Here's a track by Sea Blight. The song is called Ink Bleeds. What a delightful trip down memory lane there. That is, of course, the 1986 B-side from the Smith. I'm sorry, I've just been handed a piece of paper that tells me that is Nobody's Flowers from Portland, Oregon. The song is called Mountain Out of Broken Men, originally released in 2019, but just got a beautiful vinyl re-release in 2021 as the Nobody's Flower album by Really Rad Records. That is a project of Nick Fitt. It's a little jangle, not quite as Smiths as that particular track, but I like that one, and I like it a lot. Before that, we heard from Sea Blight with the song Ink Bleeds. That is the B-side of a two-song 7-inch, fronted by Breadcrumbs, that came out January 1st of this year on Emotional Response, that band based out of San Francisco, and it's a delightful two-song sort of dream pop affair. Anyway, we're about out of time, so let me wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 588. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at SidMuchRock. Look at the concert calendar. There's a few things coming up here. On the 22nd, we've got Monta at Odds at the Brick. That show, I'm not sure that's going to happen. I was talking to the band last week and they weren't sure. They're keeping an eye on Omicron and seeing what was going on there. On the 24th, Arson Class is going forward at Minibar. On the 28th, Falling in Reverse is at the Uptown. On the 7th, the Whiffs are going to play Union Library. On the 8th, we have Devotchka at the Record Bar. On the 19th, Sleigh Bells at the Truman. Erasure is at the Uptown on the 15th. Lucy Dacus is at Liberty Hall on the 19th. Or you can see that Bruce Dickinson spoken word at the Uptown. That sounds interesting, doesn't it? On the 22nd, Beach House is at the Midland. 23rd, Ghost is at Cable Dahmer Arena. That's out there in Independence. Or just stay close to home and see TV Priest at the Bottleneck. On the 24th, Thelma and the Sleaze at Minibar. Slash is playing at the Midland on the 25th. And that takes us through February. Of course, all these subjects change depending on this global pandemic thing. Looking at the website, nothing new out there now, but soon we'll have photos of the Flooding, Abandoned Sea, Midwestern, and Stringer Return show that I hit last weekend. All right, time for one more track. I'm going to play one from Kansas City band Sun Eaters. The band has been around forever. They're very nice guys. And I know they've got a new album because it arrived in my mailbox on CD, just like it was 1997 all over again. The new album is called Sun Eaters 11. It's the future, and it's an ambient record with little bits of experimental things here and there, some noises that take you out of kind of a headspace that you might expect to be in a more ambient record. It's out on the band's own Lotus Pool Records on CD and digital as well. I'm sure you can find it on all the streaming sites. The song I'm going to play is called Number 3. It gets in and makes its point fairly quick. Most of the album is a little more expansive than this, but I think if you enjoy this track, you'll enjoy the album. As I said, I'm sure you can find it wherever it is that you find music. So let's end things here. This is Number 3 by Sun Eaters. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. Thank you.
Thank you.